We already know that in today's digital age, technology is a cornerstone of modern education, and there are copious amounts of devices, tools, and apps that give many opportunities for learning and engagement. However, with great power comes great responsibility. That's why in today's episode, we'll zoom in on the ethical considerations that educators must navigate when incorporating technology in their classroom. We'll focus on four key areas: student privacy, child safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equitable access to resources. And as we dive in, we'll also reflect on how these issues shape our understanding of digital literacy and what that means for both educators and learners. First, let's talk about student privacy. As more and more schools embrace digital tools, there is an increasing amount of personal data being collected, from learning habits to behavioral insights. Now, the question is, how is this data being protected? Educators must be aware of the privacy laws within their environment and ensure that student data is only being used for its intended purposes. As educators, we need to create a balance between utilizing data to enhance learning and protecting students' personal information. This isn't just about following legal requirements. It's also about building trust with students and parents. This brings me to my next point regarding child safeguarding and overall online safety. Digital platforms and social media are now part of many students' educational experience. But with these tools come many risks, including exposure to harmful content, cyberbullying, and worst of all, online predators. Educators should take on the responsibility to ensure that the tools used in this classroom are safe and age-appropriate. This can be done by choosing only platforms with strong privacy policies and also educating students on how to stay safe online. We need to go beyond just teaching content. As educators, we also need to foster an environment where students understand how to navigate the digital world safely and responsibly. Next, I want to touch on digital citizenship. Now, what does this mean exactly? It means that our students are not just passive users of technology, they are active participants in the digital world, making it crucial to teach them how to engage respectfully and responsibly online. Digital citizenship encompasses things like respecting others' privacy, understanding the implications of online actions, and engaging in meaningful, respectful dialogue. It's about preparing students for life in a digital society, where their actions online can have long-lasting consequences. As educators, we are not just teaching digital skills, we are helping to shape the moral compass of the next generation. My last point is with regards to equitable access to resources. Not all students have equal access to digital tools, whether it's because of socioeconomic status, rural locations, or learning disabilities. Some learners are disadvantaged when it comes to technology. Technology in the classroom should bridge gaps instead of widening them. We need to ensure that all students, regardless of background, have access to the resources that will help them succeed. As educators, it's vital for us to advocate for equal access to technology. To tie up today's discussion, I invite you to think about your own role in the digital landscape. What steps are you taking as an educator to ensure ethical use of technology? And how are you preparing your students for the challenges and opportunities ahead? Thank you guys so much for listening.